HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Friday morning is cruising right through. That's a good thing. Fog is lifting. I don't get to say that too often. Schools are not threatened. We will open all the schools this morning. It's okay. As the panic of weather. They were trying to find stuff that was bad last night on the news. So many people standing outside in puddles and trying to. That really wasn't all that bad. Up north, they had some stuff, but they were looking at, you know, a couple washes.
A massive flood.
I like when they show washes after a rainstorm. Look at the washes are flooded. That's what washes do. I mean, we call them washes for a reason. When it rains in the desert, the ground is dry.
Yeah, it runs quicker out here than it would.
Because the ground's dead dry. Yeah. That we live in a desert.
It absorbs it pretty quick, too.
Yeah, but that's what a wash's job is.
Yeah.
Look at this. Can you believe it? It's raining this. And it's not raining that hard. The mountain's just spitting out all the water because it's so dry. That's what washes are for.
Occasionally, people try to drive through a wash.
That's an idiot. That's the news. The news
is something near a wash.
The news isn't the weather did this. It's idiot went through a. It's called a wash. It would be like idiot drives into ocean. Can't believe the ocean was there. That's what that is. You're an idiot. When the wash is doing its job, driving into a lake and driving into a wash, same thing. It's you. You're the news, not the wash.
Same people that are living in a community that was built in a floodplain.
Well, they say that about everything now.
Yeah.
Everything's a floodplain. Like, you know you're in a floodplain. Like, really? That's just so insurance covers you in case things break free.
To raise the rates.
Right.
So it was in our paperwork.
Floodplain. Everybody's got that.
Floodplain.
100-year floodplain. Oh, all right. But still, yeah, if you're driving into a wash, the wash isn't the story. You are, Pinhead. These washes have just, they've washed cars away. No, they haven't. Cars aren't supposed to be in there. The ocean unexpectedly picked up 7 or 8 cars. Nope, you drove them into the ocean. It's the same thing. And sending Cameron, the newsman, to stand next to the wash while it runs is like, look, trees grow.
Doesn't look deep enough. Get over to the right more, Cameron.
It's exactly how the ground is supposed to behave. And it's doing a great job, by the way. Anyway, it's time now for Brady to give you the news that really matters, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And Hooters did the Shred Your Ex thing for Valentine's Day, but now, over the weekend, you can do more stuff and start getting ready for that March Madness as well. NASCAR's back, too. You got the 24 Chase Elliott Hooters car. They're going to be cheering that on at Hooters this weekend.
Salute.
If you like NASCAR, that's the place to go.
Daytona
Hooters.
This weekend?
Is Daytona now? Could be.
Must be.
I don't follow. But there you go. You can cheer on the Hooters car at Hooters. It would be hard to cheer against the Hooters car if you go to Hooters for NASCAR, but they've got the NASCAR stuff all over the TV.
Get away from me, Hooters gal.
Yeah, I'm not interested in your Hooters car here at Hooters. I suppose that's what you'd do.
Unless you're rubbing.
It's like going to a Steelers bar and asking for a Packers game.
Yeah, you can wear your Tide outfit in there if you want.
I suppose. It does seem a little weird. Like, wouldn't you go to the Tide bar?
Is there one?
No, but if there was. Yeah. But, you know, you can go to other bars that aren't Hooters.
You've chosen poorly, is what John's saying.
You're right.
As far as your entertainment goes.
I'm not going to go to Lowe's in a Home Depot NASCAR outfit and say, let's turn some of these TVs on here and watch and then cheer wildly for the...
What about the Bud Light gear? Because they surf Bud Light.
It's an interesting point. Yeah, I think you can do that. But still, people are going to side-eye you a little bit like you got to
co-sponsoring.
No, there is no Bud Light car.
There isn't?
No,
there
isn't?
It used to be Dale
Jr.
sang, but...
What? He was Budweiser, right?
Or he was Budweiser.
Budweiser, I
can't keep track.
I don't know. Either way, there are beer cars, but yeah, there's a loophole there.
Miller Lite.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody's driving a Miller Lite or a Budweiser.
Probably should
car.
Just stare at the TV and go, Hooters car. It's a Hooters bar. It says so outside. But you can enjoy it. And they bring you the Brady Report. Brady Report it!
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world, we made it!
Hi.
Couple of Friday morning fun facts. In the 1800s, there was a superstition in the New England area that tuberculosis was caused by vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Smart people back then.
Yeah, still to this day.
When Oreos first debuted in 1912, there was the original flavor, lemon meringue.
Ugh.
Hung around for about 8 years, then it never came back. Tim Burton's first choice to play Beetlejuice...
Eddie Murphy. Why is that
not a bad guess?
Why is that funny? Know. That would have been a great
not
choice.
A
just
bad
imagining
guess.
It.
That's Sammy all. Davis Jr.
Oh, see? Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they're both black?
Huh? Who's black?
Who's black? Beetlejuice?
Just because my suggestion's black doesn't make that black. That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Brady that's why he's saying because they're both of color.
Yeah.
Good guess. You almost nailed it.
Same color and everything.
I think Eddie Murphy played Sammy on the show a couple times. You got it. Close enough. Interchangeable Negro.
What? Brady? According to a new survey.
You did kind of good guess that.
Yeah, if it was Pete Davidson, if you said Pete Davidson and it was Dan Aykroyd, would that be a good guess?
Good guess.
Both on Saturday Night Live.
Good guess. No.
But it is true. You did racially profile my guess.
Almost got it.
Close.
That's not even really close.
Really close.
Doubling down.
Man, how did you almost know that?
Is it Mr. T?
Almost. Very close. Sammy Davis Jr. Often confused with Mr. T. In headshots.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Yep.
According to a new survey, 1 in 10 people say they skipped out on the date early on Valentine's Day, avoiding paying the bill.
Oh, they dine and dash on Valentine's Day? Or they dine and dash, they ditch
just
somebody
general,
with a check?
In general, they're saying, 1 in 10.
They ditch the date to pay.
Huh.
Not just both of you, let's both leave and ditch the restaurant. You're actually leaving somebody holding
back. Skipped
out
on a date early.
Wow. That's the ultimate dick move.
The survey also found that 15% of people have rejected a second date because a person didn't pay or even offer to pay on the first date.
Yeah. It's getting a little fuzzy there.
According to Knott's annual Real Wedding Study, the average wedding now costs $33,931.
Good Lord.
Too much.
By $30,000.
That includes $15,000 for the reception, $1,600 for the dress, and $2,400 for the flowers.
Christ.
The average bride
pictures
is 29
like
years old.
Too.
Yeah. The average marriage is like 7 years.
And the average groom is
not
months
of my
31.
Friends.
Yeah, a lot of my friends aren't even making that 60-month barrier. Nope. Their car loans are better off. Man. $33,000 is way too much. It's not, and it's, by the way, none of them are any good.
None.
No weddings are worth $30,000. Nobody walks away and goes, man, 33, well
if
spent.
If we could relive that one.
That all goes to the future. That was a really good idea.
Yeah, if they're picking up the tab or dad.
Nobody's ever walked away. Even if the people who pay for
bride.
It, people who don't pay for it are like, man, I wonder what that costs because they got their money's worth. Nobody ever talks about how you'd rather have that. Almost every married couple you talk to is like, if you could have your wedding back and then somebody just gave you that amount of money, would it have been better than the wedding? And almost everybody's like, yeah, it's probably. We probably could just go.
Because there's people out there with like hardly any money and they're still getting these
taking
huge
loans.
Expensive weddings.
Taking loans for that special day.
Like, what are you doing, man?
And the loan's going to be stress for your special marriage. You're $33,000 deep. If somebody just said, here's $33,000, start your lives.
Another.
A lot better.
Another study found the average parent will hold onto 1,293 keepsakes for their kids' childhood.
Wow.
From their kids' childhood. 75% of those are photos.
You don't have to do that anymore either. I
think so.
That number's going to grow drastically in the next couple years. It's going to be like, I have 304,000 photos of your childhood.
There's a business opportunity. We'll take all your photos from Facebook and put them in a book.
Yeah. Oh, man, to make them tangible. It's Norm MacDonald's old joke. He said, your grandfather, you know, used to have that one picture of your great-grandfather. He's just sitting there, and he looks scared to death, and he kind of half, like the big flash, the bomb that just went off to take his photo, and that was the only picture you ever had, and it was in, like, seven people's houses in your family. And he goes, and now it's like, yeah, here's 108,000 pictures of my grandfather every day of his life. The future's just going to be all pictures and memories. We're chronicling everything.
Another study out of Montreal found that you can roughly predict a kid's future income when they're in kindergarten.
No kidding.
Researchers found 6-year-olds who had more trouble paying attention or behaving poorly made it about $17,000 a year less than average than when they're older. And kids who showed advanced social skills averaged $12,000 more.
Great.
They're all in sales.
That had to be sponsored by a pharmaceutical company that says, hey, yep, if your kid's a little antsy, he's going to earn less.
Calm him down.
Get him some pills.
An 18-year-old in northern Arkansas named Carter Pyle recently called the cops after he locked both sets of keys in his car.
Carter Pyle.
His regular set and his backup set.
Tough last night.
Apparently it was a slow day.
Named after hemorrhoids.
Cop actually showed up to help him out, which was nice. But while they were jimmying the door open, he noticed three compressed bags.
Oh, Carter.
In the back. It was a couple of pounds of marijuana. Over a pound of marijuana.
Carter. Break your own window and get your keys. If you've got a bunch of weed in the back you plan on distributing.
Old C. Pyle got arrested.
Oh,
got nice
Carter.
Got a nice hairdo.
Look at that. That's a Sideshow Bob haircut.
Better call the police, get these keys out.
What you got back there, Carter? You're like El Chapo in your back seat.
Was he in a hurricane?
Just need my keys, man. Back off. No judgment.
Well, you've got 4,000 pounds of weed in your car. Get my keys. I didn't call you for that.
Yeah, you can judge that guy by his picture. You're right, Joe.
I told you.
I'm finally on
board.
It's
not hard. Guilty of something stupid. Is it a violent crime?
No.
He's an
Carter!
Idiot.
Carter!
Carter's an idiot.
Carter's got something going on.
I show you that picture and just say, what do you think? People are like, probably an idiot, arrested for
What's that in the
drugs.
Back seat?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Just get my keys, bro.
Picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Better take my backup set just in case.
He looks like a crazier version of Jim Brewer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
With wild hair.
You can judge a
more focused eyes.
People can be judged by on sight easily.
This AI system that was developed by a nonprofit research company backed by Elon Musk, the GPT-2 is what it's called. It is so good at taking text and then turning it into stories, fake news.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to allow the system. Wow. They said they feed it text, anything from a few words to a whole page, and then ask to write the next few sentences based on predictions of what should come next. The system is pushing the boundaries to what they thought was possible, both in the terms of quality, the output, and the wide variety of potential uses.
And what was the original intent?
Just to see if they could create an AI system that could – basically, I guess, communicate and text and get along and then, without exaggerating, I guess. But it's now putting the stuff together so well. They're like, boy, if you unleash this on top of the fake news that goes on, this thing's catching on.
But I still don't
really
understand,
quick.
Like, what was its intention was to communicate with us as a fake thing?
It was a fake text generator, but it may be, it caught on so quick.
Like, its intelligence
so much.
Did.
Yes.
But again, I'm asking, why were they trying to get fake text generated in the first place?
Russia.
I don't know.
Yeah. So it seems like it had nefarious beginnings.
Yeah.
And now they're worried that it's too fake. Our fake text generator is too good at being fake. Well, that's what your goal was, I think. I've invented something that makes stuff up, but it's really good at it, so I'm going to stop it. Didn't you? That's the ultimate achievement in inventing the fake thing. I don't get it.
We had more fakes. Two guys in Miami were posing, impersonating police officers, and they pulled a guy over. The guy they pulled over happened to be the former commissioner of the police department.
Oh, oops. You kind of recognize this.
Yeah, they got busted. Hidden Valley just released a new line of ranch dressing, John. You're going to be excited.
American Fat Sauce Plus.
It's flavored like pizza dipped in ranch.
The flavor itself.
Come on. Yes.
So you don't even need the food
lazy.
Anymore. I told you, we're moments away from Hidden Valley Ranch soda. What
the hell?
So what, good news. You don't pour it on anything? You just drink it. That's a drink.
Be ashamed if you buy that bottle.
You want You want whatever food you're eating to taste like pizza and ranch on it.
And you take that, yeah, you take that pizza flavoring ranch and now put it on your salad. So now you got a tomato.
Anything to drown out the taste of lettuce.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay healthy, so I make my ranch dressing the pizza itself.
People have been sending
us carrot has pizza in it.
The ranch soda. I guess.
Oh, I know the Jones soda made a joke out of it. Yeah. I'm talking about more than just Jones. I'm talking about like
it's a legitimate drink. People like it.
They don't change a thing.
Yeah,
it's just the bottle.
Ice cold.
It's in the drink department.
You want Coke to start making it?
No,
everywhere.
I want Hidden Valley Ranch to just go. Just move it out of the dressing aisle and put it in with the
canned ranch.
Nothing's different. Nothing's different. It's just ranch dressing.
So that's your future? You think people will start chugging it?
I think
it?
It's already happening. I just don't think it's been...
Nobody chugs ranch.
People drink... Have you seen America?
Oh, yeah.
People guzzle
go to
ranch.
Barrow's. They've got it on a pump.
Yeah. I guarantee you, there are fat people right now going, well, there's nothing to drink, so I'll wash it down with this ranch dressing. Soon enough, and I'm not saying they're going to make it a drink. I'm saying that it will be a drink. Ranch dressing will now be ranch drink, and nothing about the bottle is different.
I tell you what, if Papa John's ever cans that
garlic sauce, that's pretty good. Although, immediately will make you ill.
Yeah.
I mean, it shoots through. But the ranch dressing, they're just going to move it over to the drink aisle. Nothing about it will be different. It'll just become a beverage.
Ranch chips, ranch dressing, ranch pizza sauce.
But the ranch with pizza sauce in it is like a drink. It's like a protein shake to Giants. It tastes like pizza and ranch.
To the Giants.
And I don't even have to eat the pizza. What they'll do is justify that if they had pizza with ranch dressing, it would be more calories. So they're actually – it's fat-free pizza, your ranch and pizza sauce.
What?
So if you eat pizza with ranch dressing, you eat more calories. But if you eat pizza-flavored ranch dressing, you're not eating the pizza part.
You're cutting down on the calories.
So they think they're cutting calories.
Gluten-free?
Yeah, there'll be pigs in Alabama going, I'm cutting calories because I just drink the pizza juice. They've already done it. We're 10 years away from ranch dressing being a drink option.
I hope they have it at Starbucks.
Oh, it'll go in your coffees, too. Would you like ranch?
Can I get my ranch frappe?
Just big old blobs of ranch dressing in your coffee.
Two-pump ranch frappe.
Great. Don't think it isn't already happening in Mississippi and the test markets. I like ranch in pretty much everything. Stir some in my coffee.
Steamed ranch.
Look, to you and me, it's not normal. Ten years from now, we're going to be like, you kids are disgusting drinking your ranch coffees.
You mentioned it earlier this morning that it's a... Valentine's Day has ended. It's time to move on. Your spring training. Yeah. St. Paddy's Day is the next one up, which means Shamrock Shakes are now available.
They're out. There you go.
If you want to see if a store near you has them stocked already, there's a feature on your McDonald's app where you pop in your zip code and it hunts it down for you.
Find the closest Shamrock Shake to you.
Yeah. They're available through March 24th.
You can wipe off your goatee. It's got ranch drippings in it. Go get yourself a shake to wash it down.
We got a couple of radio videos. The first one is this promotion by Ford, the motor company. They've developed a bed that keeps you from hogging too much space. It's a way of promoting their lane changing feature on the car that lets you know if you've wandered over too much.
It'll beep you awake and move
you back. So this bed has a internal, it's almost like a conveyor belt. So if you roll, toss, and turn too much over, you're past 50% of the mattress.
You scooch over.
It shifts the bed over.
How's this work?
To the angle, and I'm literally on the edge of the bed.
To be honest, I don't realize.
I should film you.
These are foreign people that have this problem.
We move unconsciously during the night. We make 12 to 20 major positional changes. And sleep deprivation is a problem to our physical, mental, and emotional health.
King size bed.
Could car technology keep bed hoggers in their lane?
So it's pretty clever.
That is kind of neat, but
check out how it works when they.
That bed is tiny.
Yeah, that one's tight.
That's a twin.
It's a
the
full.
Mattress just keeps spinning.
This is stupid.
I don't know. Yeah, but you're still kind of laying on top of the other person.
Yeah, it
just
doesn't
put you back to the middle. That's neat.
Come on.
I mean, that's neat. It's to keep people from falling out of bed.
That's hot garbage. Come on.
I like that. That's kind of neat. That's a rich people thing. I like that a lot.
Perfect the cars.
The old lane keeping bed.
I like that.
You You would buy that?
No, I wouldn't buy it, but I think it's neat. Like, if it was in a hotel, I'd be like, this is pretty cool. Like, a couple days of it, I'd be like, I like this.
You'd be trying to have sex and making it move.
Oh, yeah. It'd be bouncing all over like you're trying to run on a treadmill and bang at the same time.
The next radio video is an Instagram influencer that posted a video of herself throwing a chair off the 45th floor of a Toronto condo on Saturday.
Always safe.
Stupid. And the video went viral. The cops started to investigate. She turned herself in on Wednesday.
Can we stop? Well, I guess
she chucked a chair just to
them influencers.
But to prove what?
Just to look what I did, I guess.
She's the
what do you get for that?
Well, when you throw that on the
road,
the highway,
murder charge is really what you should get because if that goes through somebody's windshield, they'll die.
What a dumbass!
Yeah, she is stupid. Wow. Right and onto a street.
And she put it on social media.
Yeah.
She's a genius. Good. That is one good thing about social media is that.
I like the good morning.
Where does it land? They don't ever show it landing. Because it probably killed a family.
Exactly. That would be.
45 floors. That chair is going to destroy someone's head.
Man.
We have one more quick one.
All right.
This was someone that did not have a good end to their Valentine's Day yesterday.
Okay.
Walking with a friend, getting ready to.
It's tough to find on their site, Brady.
Oh, okay, then, if we can't get it.
What is it?
It's
sinkhole problems.
Well, he sent me the link, but the link can't goes to their page, and then you got to find it on their page.
Oh, gotcha.
World Star Hip Hop?
No, it's a.
There's a sinkhole.
WTF vid. There it is, right there.
Oh, there you go. There's a sinkhole issue on WTF vids. Oh, the world just disappears from under them, huh?
He got you what?
What is on the street?
He got me flowers.
He went to Jared.
Oh, okay.
Where is this?
Oh, you'll. I'm not sure where it is.
Oh, my God. That's not a little sinkhole.
Yeah, that's a big
They're
one.
Dead.
I'm guessing so.
Wow, Brady. I didn't consider that.
We have no follow-up on
notice. Those people are dead, Brady.
Watch this. Hey, John, good guess.
Yeah, no, it's a great guess, but.
Yara,
close.
Yeah, they're dead. Those are dead people.
Nope, Brady.
They cut it out. I tried to find the other. They came out laughing. Yeah, can you believe that?
I don't know that they're. I think they're still falling.
What?
Yeah, this is brutal.
Oh my God!
Right along here, and then
they could just be injured and laying in a hole.
No, they're dead.
Nope,
they're dead.
Nope, that big chunk right there
that killed them. They're done.
They just have a lot of stuff piled on top of them. They're all right.
Right, which usually leads to death.
Yeah, usually that's called being crushed.
Well, there were some survivors from the World Trade Center, weren't there? They pulled a few people out of there. So you can have a lot of stuff fall
on
but
they weren't the ones who were in the initial fall. Like they were almost out. This is rough.
You know, there's a combo of glass, a window replacing next to them, I guess a pile of windows.
Yeah, there's like a Pella plant right next to them there. It's a good spot to stop. Well, they're dead.
Yeah.
There's no way they're surviving that.
Now
the people that
know.
Survived the World Trade Centers were in the mall underneath, and there were some little cubbies that protected them in the underground mall.
Wasn't that what that Nick Cage movie was about?
Getting into the mall, pulling the people out.
He was the firefighter?
Yeah. They were trapped down in
I'm sure there was a couple, but those two are dead. It's a nice thought, Eric, but there's no way those people are
I alive. Need to know now.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
7 days he lived on ranch dressing.
Brady's story is incomplete. Now, that's different. You can drink ranch for sustenance, but not for pleasure.
We were just talking about hating documentaries that, left it open-ended.
Yeah. Jesus, Christmas, Richard. Sorry about all the accidents right there that just happened.
Toledo and his 20 things that are open right now.
You didn't look to follow through on whether or not they lived, because now that's all I can think about.
That's not the real point of it. It's just a sinkhole. You know?
That's a good point, yeah. Beware of sinkholes. And who cares about women in the Middle East? They don't even care about them. If they're in burkas, they probably did it as a plan. Okay, they're standing on it. Pull the string. We have swallowed up two more infidels. Great work. Her ankles showed. We had to punish. It's 7:45. There you go. Well, complete with the end of it. Much like life, at the end of the Brady
Mysteries.
Report,
Life's
die.
A mystery.
People die. It's the way it works. That's your Brady Report, brought to you by Hooters and the Grim Reaper. It's 98.
Big, red, badass.